your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And yeehaw, boys and girls, it is November. I think we're, just a little less than 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. Is that right? Whew, I should know because I've been assigned the responsibility of providing the turkey for 44 people or whatever it's going to be. But let's thank Dixon Disposal for their support. Dixon reminds you that you can reduce household garbage by purchasing products with reuse and recycling in mind. Small changes in your lifestyle can keep our planet green for years to come. When Dixons pick up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. More can be found 434-978-2111. Online, it's DixonDisposal.com. And we are here today with the lovely Lee Channing. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for coming in.
You are very welcome. I'm glad to be here.
I've had many people ask me when you were going to be back, so we are filling the pleasures of so many people by having you today.
I'm flattered.
And then when we're over, I'll have many people ask me, when is Lee Channing going to be back on?
I'm flattered again. Good job.
Write down the phone number, please, if you are listening, because many of you will want to call in. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's toll-free. Lee Channing. Lee, I always want to start by letting many people know who you are and what you do because, for whatever reason, not everybody listens every week and has heard you on before. So, Lee Channing, we use the phrase or the word psychic. But you use another word or another phrase. Tell people a little bit about yourself.
Well, I usually use intuitive consultant or intuitive analyst, as you tend to call me as well. And what I do is read energy and respond to questions from whether it's a personal consult in my office or if it's somebody calling in on the phone or sending in something through the internet. I just enjoy my work. I've done it for 30 years. I started in my early 20s with clairvoyant episodes that were very frightening, and that went on to a lot of years of research and doing personal consultations. So what I do is read your energy. A lot of times I'll focus on the colors in your energy. I'm also a hypnotherapist, so I do a lot of past life regressions. So I do a lot of different things, animal communication, ghost hunting. I did a lecture yesterday on ghosts and hauntings. And so there's so many different things that I do, but it all comes back to the simple process of reading energy, whether that's in a home or that's an individual or even a group of people. So, and I really enjoy it. So I hope people will call in with any kind of question. There are no bad questions or wrong questions, any category, any subject.
Now you also have a website, and you've written a book.
I have. The website, spiritsevolving.com, and my book is entitled Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, and it has a section on the seven major colors of our energy centers and then some other colors, things like blacks and whites and those kinds of things, so that you can look in the book, and if you really are stuck in being angry, you can look and decide that the color red is something you need to be working on, and it gives the aromatherapy for that color, gives some visualizations, which are a very powerful tool that I suggest most people use.
All right. Give me an example of what that means when you talk about colors and color. You said something therapy.
Right, right. Well, when you work with aromatherapy, if you're working with red,
well,
if you're
aroma is smell.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
So, but when you, with colors, what happens if my, everything in my life seems to be orange?
Got it. Okay. If everything is orange, that's the second energy center, which is about relationships. It's a biggie. It's about addictions. It's about fear. All kinds of things come in through that. Now, the sense that is most active for your orange center is your sense of taste. So your meals should be meaningful. You can use herbs. Things that you swallow tend to help heal you. Whereas the red center is aromatherapy. Your sense of smell is more powerful. You can work up the centers. For the center yellow, the third center, it's your sense of sight. The throat center is your sense of hearing, which is blue. Then you go up your intuition center, your third eye is purple. And the top of your head is pink, sort of fading into white. So each of the centers has their own color and their own sense that's active.
All right, 979-0919-1877-WNRN Rock. Dial us up. Questions for intuitive analyst Lee Channing, who's with us today for the hour. Lee, we talked briefly. We always seem to start this way, and we'll do so again because I think it helps with the color scheme. Is you always seem to look at my shirt and tell me whether it's a good shirt or a bad shirt and what's going on.
True. And I talk about, I really shouldn't be too judgmental, but I give you such a hard time. And not that you deserve it, but I enjoy it. We'll put it that way. So this is a good shirt for you and for the energy of the month. Each month sort of has a different color of energy that is over, that is the overlay for the month. And the shirt you have on today is, it's sort of a mixture of a green, blue. It almost has a gray hue to it.
I bought it on sale.
Did you? Good. That's even better because it's a good shirt. It's not faded. It's got that nice look that's calm. You always wear clothes that are usually pretty calm and relaxed because you're a pretty calm, relaxed guy most of the time. If you showed up in that bright orange shirt, it wouldn't quite be you. It would stimulate you. Every color has its ups and its downs. But this particular shirt is very calming and very good for communication. So good choice today.
Well, we had somebody on the phone, but it's not showing up on my line. Nope. I think our producer hung up on them. Let's try that again.
She's looking embarrassed at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS.
They can just call back.
That's true. The phones do work that way.
Absolutely.
Although, I was a little concerned when we started today that I couldn't hear them very well when we checked. That's why. And there goes the phone now.
Okay, good.
I'm going to answer that directly. Hello, how are you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Is this Sarah from Lovingston?
It sure is.
All right, question for Lee Channing.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Sarah.
I recently got married to my college sweetheart, and we are about to have a son. And everything from our standpoint right now looks amazing. But I just wondered if you could sort of take a look at my energy and give me an idea if the future is as bright as it seems. And if not, if there's anything I should be looking to change or work on.
Well, wonderful. I think you are the very first caller that's ever called me on any radio show to say your life was great. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm really excited. So I'm going to hang up and listen online.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's wonderful. I did a radio show recently on the internet, and people call from all over the world. And, I was just so, gosh, everybody has a problem. This woman's doing great, and she really is doing great. She's not fooling herself. So, Sarah, your energy is in a very healthy space. You have a lot of energy in the lower two energy centers, as I was talking about earlier, the red and the orange, which is to be expected. When you're expecting a baby, your energy needs to be there. But you have a very good energy dispersal process going on. You have a lot of intuition working. So you're really stretching your energy a little bit. You're stretching from the earthly, down-to-earth, have-a-baby energy up to the really connect with the universe, have very light, joyful energy. I think that things are going extremely well. I think you're picking it up very clearly. The only thing I want you to watch out for is your yellow energy center, which is the solar plexus area. It's your center of thinking. You want to make sure that you don't overthink things right now. That's the only tendency I even sense in your energy that I would say just watch out for. There's nothing out of balance. You have no major issues to work on. But just pay attention with that particular energy center that you don't worry too much about things and let yourself get frustrated. Truly relax into this time. You're in a very good place. Your energy feels very healthy. And just really enjoy it without thinking too much. So thank you so much for calling in.
And what a good start. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And continue with the good parts in life. All right. Next, we have Molly from Lynchburg. Hi, Molly. Good morning.
Hello,
are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Molly.
Question for Lee.
Oh, yeah. I had a pet goat that I had to put to sleep a couple months ago.
Okay.
So I was just kind of calling and checking in, see how he's doing.
Okay. What's his name?
Journey.
Okay. you know, I don't feel any hesitation in his energy, which is of course pretty much 90% of the time. That with a human, sometimes it takes weeks for the energy to settle in. With animals, they don't fear death. They don't fight with death. They will fight for their life, but they understand and they make their transition into the spirit world. And yes, that means I do believe that animals have spirits. And that they come back and they interact with us. But I feel just pure joy. I felt like that in the beginning when he first made the transition, it seemed like, oh my gosh, oh, this is a little sudden. But within literally minutes or hours, I think the transition was complete. And he's really connected to you. So my sense of that is also that you'll be sensing his presence regularly. And he'll be watching over you. So I think you did a wonderful job with whatever decisions you had to make with him. I feel like everything feels like it was in balance.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Another interesting question.
Phone lines are open. By the way, we have Lee Channing, an intuitive analyst, here in the studio. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. That's toll free. Molly just called us from Lynchburg. Sarah called us from Lovingston. Keep moving around the WNRN area. Lee, I was given this question to ask if we got to this topic, and Molly just approached it. I have a friend named Katie who was forced to put a dog to death back in the spring, and she's having some trouble. I guess the images and the emotions continue to pop up, and she wanted to know how Rita was doing.
Rita, okay. Well, again, I mean, I hate to be repetitive, but with animals, within a very short period of time, their energy has made complete transition, and all you can say is that they're fine. They are filled with love and light and watching over the people that they left behind. I think the problem with this particular transition is there were some physical complications regarding the last, not just hours, but maybe the last few days or weeks of the animal's life.
I believe that that it was late that it was determined that Rita had a cancer.
Oh, God.
And so all these decisions had to be made in less than a week.
Okay. Yeah. I think what had happened was that Rita did a good job sort of carrying on. Most animals do. Again, we could talk about a lot of animals here. But I think that the last, when you have to do it so quickly, you know, we all pray that our animals will gently die in their sleep. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. But I think we're blessed that we have permission from our society and our culture to help them go when the time is right. And they absolutely deserve that consideration. So I think that with Rita, the decisions were right, even though maybe they were made rapidly. I don't feel any hesitation in her energy other than that. It just seemed like things were more complicated than I think Rita would have liked as well. But the animals pick up the human energy. And so when the human is conflicted, as we all are, no matter how severe the injury is, that making that decision is very difficult. The illness, the injury, whatever's going on. But to me, Rita is, as she should be, very calm, very relaxed. Not that she was when she was here necessarily. I think that she had a lot of energy. So, but what I feel now is complete acceptance. And Rita's one of those animals that'll probably come back very quickly.
11:13 here on WNRN's Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Please dial in. Ask your question of intuitive analyst Lee Channing, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Let me thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for helping us put on the program today. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports now featuring Columbia. I had this problem last week. Columbia OmniHeat, a waterproof down jacket with 700 fill power to provide protection from wet and cold weather. Columbia OmniHeat jackets are available at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, which is the outdoor store that knows the outdoors. I see that there's a call on the 979 number. Call us on the WNRN Rocks. That's 1-877-WNRN Rocks. All right, and we have Peggy from Lynchburg. Peggy?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Question for Lee.
Yes, let me turn this on. Continuing the animal questions here, I'm calling for my fiancé, who a couple of years ago, went out of town and left his older dog at a vet. Just left her overnight because she was ill. And while, she was there overnight, she passed away. And she's got tremendous guilt over that for leaving her instead of bringing her home when she was so ill. And her name is Sally. And I just wondered if you had any words from her.
Well, that's a wonderful question. And I want to make a general comment first. You have no idea how often this particular scenario happens. There are many animals, I would say dogs on top of the list, that really choose when and how they wish to die. A lot of them do not want to die in the presence of their human companions. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but it really is true. I had a woman years ago who was leaving the country. She had an elderly dog. She called me and said, should I leave? The dog was not particularly ill. And I said, yes, you really need to go. And if the dog does not wish to be with you because of your grief, when he dies, he will go while you're gone. Well, she was on the airplane, and the dog lay down and died with the house sitter. So I think it does happen, and I think the guilt is really – the guilt can be released because I think what happens is that the grief is so profound. The grief is so strong that it's very hard to get over it. But Sally very quickly, as the other animals we've talked about, made a transition and was absolutely fine. But please remind your fiancé that it was Sally's choice. All of us, humans and animals, have a lot more choice about when we go, I think, than most people realize. And I think that Sally did not want to be with him, not because she didn't want to be with him, period, but because she did not want to sense that grief. And I think it was her choice to go in a more neutral place. If you leave an animal alone, a lot of them will go off to die alone in the woods. You can read some of the old Native American stories and things that, you know, when the dogs got elderly, they didn't die in the village. They went off alone to die. And I think that a lot of animals still would have that preference if you gave him a choice. So please tell him not to feel guilty and that Sally is fine.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in, Peggy.
Okay, bye.
We also have Ron from Lynchburg. Ron, question for Lee Channing.
Yes, I do. First, I'd be curious to know what she picks up from me personally. And then secondly, this is a question she's probably had a million times, but this is the first time that I've been tuned in and heard this show. But what sort of feeling does she have about the events in late December 2012?
Oh, well, we could do a whole show on 2012. And I'll do that first because I think my opinion differs a bit from a lot of the things that you can read. I just got a new book by Don Carlos Barrios, who is a Mayan shaman that I met several years ago, and he's written a book on 2012. I have not read it yet, so I cannot tell you his feeling about it. But I think what I would like to say is that I think we're still creating 2012. I don't think it's too late to stop some major shifts. I really don't. I feel like there's a lot of spirit. There's a lot of power. And I think all of us who believe it's a possibility, some people obviously don't, we need to work harder to create more spirit and more light. And I think that's exactly, you know, what we need to do, what we should do. For your energy, personally, you've got a lot of heavy energy right now. I think you need to spend more time in relaxation. Maybe do some visualization using very light colors in your own energy, the light pinks, the light purples, you know, really bring some light things around and see how you feel about that. And I think that you've got a lot of energy. So I think to make it as positive as possible is going to be very powerful for you.
All right. For those of us who haven't seen the movie, what's going to happen in 2012? I mean, what based Ron's question?
Well, the predictions for 2012, everything from the Asian prediction to Nostradamus, if you read that, to the Mayans, the Aztecs, the calendars end in 2012, basically, from the Aztecs, the Mayans, those things. I've been to a few.
So I should stop
lectures.
Saving my money.
That's exactly what most people will tell you. And the thing that they expect to happen is complete polar shift. the poles will shift. So the majority of the Earth will no longer be where it is, and a lot of the people will be leaving as well. So if you read the most dire predictions, I don't tend to read a lot of it because I've read enough and been to some lectures, and you know. But I think everybody needs to do that. Some people are saving up. They're packing up things. They're saving blankets and clothes. I'm not sure I agree with that. I know some of those people. They're good friends of mine. But I think that's living with fear, and I don't think fear is a good place to go. I think we need to live in reality, but with hope. I don't sense some major, you know, worldwide disaster, but that's what a lot of the predictions are.
All right, I'm going to get my reservation for Las Vegas on the 31st of
you got it.
2011. All right, phone lines are open, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Dial us up for Lee Channing.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Oh, Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly sunny today, highs 65 to 70. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 35 to 40. And then some clouds again tomorrow, highs in about 60. Right now, it's a beautiful day outside, 54 in the valley, 53 in Lynchburg, 55 in Richmond, and 50 in Charlottesville. Let me thank Blue Ridge Graphics for being with us. Blue Ridge Graphics can be found at Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. Online, it's brgt-shirts.com. And let me tell you a little bit about the IY giveaway. We want to remind everyone who contributed to the Fall Fund Drive that Friday, November 26th could be your lucky day. If you use your Integral Yoga premium sheet offer before noon that day, we'll be doing a drawing that could help make your next couple of grocery runs to IY a real breeze. We'll draw for a winner of $100 in groceries from among those who've used the premium sheet and left their contact information in the blanks. The premium offer will remain valid through its expiration date, but if you use it before November 26th at noon, you could win the $100 of groceries from Integral Yoga and WNRN. All right, back to our guest, Lee Channing, intuitive analyst. Dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Phone lines are open. Lee, we've been talking about a lot about animals so far, and many people are aware of my dog Lazarus. He's here in the studio with us today. We've been talking about animals and their passing time. Let me ask you about life, because from what I can tell, Lazarus was blind in one eye when I got him. A good friend hooked me up with Lazarus.
Right.
But he seems to be losing his sight in his good eye rather quickly.
Right.
And so can you read his energy and tell me a few things about him and our future time together?
Oh, absolutely. And my beautiful granddaughter, Ava, is sitting on the floor with Lazarus at the moment. So they're a good pair over there. Lazarus is a very thoughtful animal. Do I believe his health, his vision is deteriorating? Yes. He feels like he's a little bit slower than it's been a few months probably since I saw him. But I think that by showing him the respect to let him be who he is, and that's what you've done so well. And I think I've told you that before. If not, I certainly should have. Each animal is very unique. And I think to let Lazarus be who he is so that you can say, I'm responding to his life and to his needs. And you do that very well. You need to be aware and alert with his vision problems, but let him do whatever it is he'd like to do. I have a 20-year-old blind cat. I have a deaf cat. I have a one-eyed cat, and I have a cat with thyroid disease. So sometimes I feel like I have sort of the retirement home, but they're all doing well, and each and every one of them really has to find their own way to do what's right for them. But I think Lazarus is very satisfied and very happy. He really loves you. He's very connected to your energy. He's not always happy with other people. Not that he's unhappy, but he's the happiest when he's with you. Now, there is no guilt there that you're supposed to be with him 24 hours a day. He understands when you're not there. But I think just letting him do what he needs to do, to me, he's a very happy, very secure animal when he's with you. So you're doing a good job.
All right, Lazarus. Party on. All right, 1124 on the wake-up call, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Not all the questions need to be about animals. Call up and ask your questions about relationships, health, work. And let's take our call from, I believe it's Dancer in Howardsville. How are you?
Oh, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us? And if so, ask Lee your question.
Yes. Lee, it's good to have opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you.
I've heard you a lot on Rick's show, so you were talking about the so-called 2012 happening.
Right.
My flash is that it's a an end of an era, kind of.
Right.
So, I wanted to know if you got any read on me.
Okay, on your energy in general, or some specific area?
Yeah, whatever your flash is.
Okay, I see a lot of blue in your energy right now, which is the throat center. And blue indicates a time of, for you, being in and around the water or drinking a lot of water, good time. I mean, even if you take a longer shower, longer bath, water is going to be very soothing to your energy. Blue also indicates a time of water, a time of words, when you are talking, when you are writing or reading a lot. It's a really good time to work on your communication. Not just with other people, but also with yourself. So it's a good time to look in the mirror and say, how am I doing today? How do I want to schedule my day? You know, what can we do? What can I do today to create a lot of balance? If you're having a bad day, if you wake up with a headache or you don't sleep well, this is the center of sleep, so you may want to sleep a little more or even a little less, depends on the person. But, you know, if you wake up, you may feel sad and have absolutely no idea why, or maybe a lot of clear reasons. But when you go into that sadness, the way you counteract that is to find very slow, gentle time for relaxation. So, and it doesn't matter how busy you are. I don't mean being busy or not busy, but time for really slowing your energy down. So make sure you know when to slow it down, when to speed it up. If you slow it down too much, you'll feel sad. If you speed it up too much, you know, you'll get a little frustrated and out of balance with yourself. But I think all in all, to work with words is probably one thing, and to have a lot of water in and around your life is another. Literally a glass of water by the bed or something. So,
yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Nice to talk to you.
All right. 1128 on the wake up call. Phone lines are open. Your question for Lee Channing. I see the 979 is already ringing out. 1-877-WNRN Rocks is the toll free line. If you're in Richmond on 103.1 or Harrisonburg's 95.1. How do you tell somebody, how do you give somebody bad news?
Well, we've talked a little bit about that. And the one thing, I think I've been doing this work literally for about 30 years now. And I have learned to tell people really horrible things about themselves in a very nice way. And I think it's just tact. But I've learned to say, I hate your shirt. Not to you, I would tell you I hate your shirt. But to tell other people things that are very difficult, that I think years and years ago, I think it's practice. But many times, if you want to tell somebody, you know, you're driving me crazy, you know, I don't like this, it's hard to do that. I think because I have worked with energy, I can see those openings in the energy to say, well, you know, if I say that color would look better on somebody else, maybe that would be the right way to share bad news with you. But I think we all need to share with people around us. And if it's bad news, just try to be as gentle as possible.
Right, but that's a I guess, a lower level of bad news, saying that you would be better off wearing a different shirt.
Right.
People ask you medical questions.
Absolutely.
How do you tell somebody that a much more difficult bad answer to their medical question?
Right. Well, a lot of times you can, instead of saying, oh, you're in for a lot of trouble, you can say you're ready for a lot of challenges. Truly, it's semantics. It comes down to semantics energetically. Now, I'm not a medical intuitive. I do pick up a lot of medical issues, so I don't have to work with that a lot. But a lot of times I will say, I'll see a lot of energy in your heart center. You know, if I sense congestion, all I need to say is you need to see your health professional. You know, because I don't work with a lot of medical issues. But if it's something very serious, if you come to me and you have a family member who's dying, we can talk about timing. Timing is very difficult psychically, but we can talk about that. But what I'll try to do is say, here are the positive, loving things you can do when it's time for that person to make a transition. Here's what you can do. You know, and I think being non-judgmental about things, you know, I don't say, ooh, you're a bad person because you had an affair on your wife. You're not married, so I can say that to you. But, you know, I don't go there. I try to say, listen, let's clear your energy. So I find myself very focused on the person and also very focused on being non-judgmental. It's not about me. It's about fixing what's wrong in your energy.
Let's see. The toll-free line is open, 877-WNRN-ROCKS, here with intuitive analyst Lee Channing. But we have Liz from Madison County. Hi, Liz. Liz, are you still with me? Nope, I guess she hung up, or maybe I hung up on her. I don't know.
Well, maybe Liz can call back.
Yes, Liz, please call back if you'd like. 979-0919, and there goes the phone. So I apologize if it was Liz that I hung up on. Let's try this. Hannah, are you with me?
Yes.
Hi, Hannah's from Charlottesville. Question for Lee.
Okay. My question is, well, I've just been having a lot of issues recently. Can you hear me still?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes.
I've just been having some issues with, you know, depressive thoughts and, you know, just general anxiety. And I was just wondering, you know, if you could see my energy.
Yeah, I think with your energy, the level of anxiety is, well, it's coming from more than one place, which is interesting, you know.
Uh-huh.
It has to do with feeling that you are letting yourself, once you get anxious, then you build on it. So the real secret is to say, okay, good, I'm feeling anxious, and stop it right there. You need to be sort of have a preemptive strike in trying to figure out what's going on in your energy. So what you need to do is make sure you stop periodically, take a lot of deep breaths, really work around what you can do so that when you feel that anxiety coming on, and it's real. Now, your anxiety can come in from different things, whether that's an emotional issue, an intellectual process you're working on. So when it comes in from different places, it makes it a little bit more complicated to work with it. So as soon as you feel anxious, that's when you have to stop and say, where is this coming from? And what can I do about it? Now, many times all you can do about it is take some deep breaths and decide, I can't fix that right now. Here's where I need to go. Your boundaries are a little bit movable right now, so you need to find good, healthy boundaries for yourself as well. When you're working on some of those red issues that have to do with feeling anxious or, you know, having some boundary issues. So you want to make sure that you feel like you can find something that really calms your energy down. Aromatherapy would work very well for you. So pay attention to the scents in your life, you know, all of the how your shampoo smells and your clothing, and keep everything smelling the way you like, and that'll help too.
Okay, great. Am I allowed to ask something else?
Sure.
Real quick, there's a couple other people online.
Okay, I'm starting this new relationship. I was just wondering if you were able to sense how that was going to be or...
Okay.
If you had any feeling about it.
Okay. Well, because of what I see in your energy flow, it could be a little bit difficult time for a relationship. Now, that does not mean it's impossible, but it means you need to move very slowly.
Okay.
So I would say just as you're going into this relationship, don't let it move too fast, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank
so
you,
much.
Hannah. Okay.
All right, Liz. All right. Let me do this real quick. Ben Around Tattoos is supporting us today. You can find them in downtown Waynesboro. They have male and female tattoo artists, thousands of designs, and you can create your own work. Piercing also available. Ben Around Tattoos, downtown Waynesboro, here in Charlottesville as well at 701 West Main Street. Online, it's benaroundtattoos.com. All right, let's see. I have to get these in the proper order of calling in. And we have Lillian from Nelson County. Hey, Lillian.
Hello.
Fire away with your question for Lee Channing.
Well, I guess my main question is the energy that you read off of me and my relationship with my dog.
I'm sorry, your relationship with whom?
My dog.
Oh, your dog. Okay. I couldn't hear if you said your man or your dog. I just didn't want to confuse the two. I was going to say, is he a male dog? No. I'm just giving you a hard time, Lillian. You have such loving energy to share. I'm glad you called in. It's really nice to be on this end of it. I think you share amazing energy with not only your dog, but with everybody. You have a lot of energy. You're the first one to call in that's really focused in the heart center today. So, which is the Green Energy Center. This should be a month where you can find some more peace in your life and some, you know, things may calm down. But when you have a lot of heart center energy, the main thing you have to remember is to keep your balance. Okay, it's right. All about balance. If you look like an airplane, you know, put your arms straight out, you look like an airplane, see what pushes you to the left or the right. But the most important thing is to find that ongoing balance in your energy. So, and I think you're doing that, but just work on it a little bit more. But I think you're giving lots of energy. Good healing color for you will be pink. Whether you want to wear pink or buy a pink candle, that goes along with making sure that Green Energy Center stays balanced.
Okay. Do you see my dog being with me for a long time? Because I've had bad experiences with my past.
Well, let the experiences go. You know, make sure you don't sort of bring that into your life. It varies. For right now, he feels fine. So, you know, I think you just have to go day by day and really try not to even think that way, because that doesn't help you at all to think of the bad experiences. I had the same thing with male cats. I thought I'll never have a male cat because they all get hurt or die or sick, and now I've had two male cats for 3 years, and so far so good. So, you know, it can change. The pattern can change. So just try to enjoy it.
Okay.
Thank you,
Lillian. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. The 97909 number is available for our conversations with Lee Channing, intuitive analyst, here on the Wake Up Call 1137. And let's hope Nancy has been hanging on. Nancy, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Nancy from Richmond. Good morning. Question for Lee Channing.
I do. I just wondered what you saw around the energy around me.
Okay. Then we're getting a lot of good general questions today as well. Your energy has, you have several things going on at the moment, and you're sort of mixing your thinking process with your emotional process. You've got a lot of the yellow and green energy. Now, the challenges with that picture is that you tend to sort of pull yourself together, because the green center is the middle of your chest, and the yellow center is your solar plexus, which is the next center down. So you really need to do a lot of physical stretching. Keep your shoulders back. Keep your neck up. You know, really keep keep your physical body very well. Keep it fluid. Drink a lot of water. Eat a lot of fresh vegetables. I think you need to make sure that your diet is very good. But on the really good side of this, clear thinking is sort of the energy of the moment. And I think you should be able to get yourself to clarify old issues, to really think clearly about things that will help you solve maybe some past issues, or move as you move into the future, you'll have a better plan as to what you want to do.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, 11:38 here on the Wake Up Call. And, gosh, Lee, I saw this happening. Liz has called back. Sorry if I hung up on you, Liz. Liz from Madison County. Question for Lee.
Yes, thanks. Lee, I am looking for my dog. He went off a few hours ago with my other dog, and they usually come back together.
Right.
And we live out in the country, and it's hunting season. And I'm just worried either something's wrong or he maybe found a deer and it's chewing on it in the woods or something, but I'm having a hard time finding him.
Right. Oh, that's a good picture. No, I'm joking. The best thing to do, and I try to say this pretty regularly, and I haven't said it today, but whenever you have a missing animal, whether that's a cat or a dog or whatever, you have to do a few things energetically to help right up front. Number one, try to release the worry and say, okay, good. He's out there. He's found a deer bone. He's taking a nap. Try not to see the trauma that you worry about, that somebody has hurt the dog or he's gotten hit by a car or he's been shot by a hunter. You know what? You want to try to avoid that. That's where we all go. I've had lost animals, too, and I know it's easy to do that. But the first thing you have to do is try to clear your mind, because animals are very telepathic. They will pick up the pictures in your mind. So what you have to do is put a picture out there of the dog coming home, of the dog being very calm, of you can put a little food outside. I mean, energetically, you can do some things to encourage them. Now, people say, is my animal dead or alive? And that is very difficult to tell, particularly early on, because the spirit of your dog is absolutely fine. The spirit is still around. The spirit is there. Now, does that mean his physical body is still around? It doesn't always. So sometimes it'll take a few days for that to happen. But this was a good opportunity to say, just to relax into it, see the best happening instead of the worst happening, so that the animal... I had one woman whose cat had been missing for days, and she did some visualization. The cat came home in 20 minutes because she said she was seeing the cat dead on the side of the road. And I said, well, see him coming home and eating. Now, was it coincidence? Sure, could have been. But the idea of sending out this good, healthy picture of your animal who's missing is always the best thing to do. But my feeling is right now this animal's fine. So,
hey, Liz, can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Lazarus disappeared from a friend's house one time while I was out of town. And after 4 days, Lazarus came back, no problems. We have no idea where he was. He hadn't lost any weight, and he was fine. Good things happen to dogs that wander off.
That's right. And my son's cat was gone for 3 months. She had been an indoor cat. Sasha got out. This has been like 2 or 3 years ago. She got out through the screen door. Somebody came in. We looked. We called. We put up flyers. We did everything. 3 months later, she showed up at the door.
Yeah.
Very thin. We have no idea where she was. So it does happen.
3 months is a long time.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Lazarus came back in a few, in a
usually
short
it's a couple
period.
Of days, you
yeah.
know. So.
Or even less. I found Lazarus playing football with the kids one time over at PVCC. Try with the good thoughts. That's tough. I've had Lazarus wander off. But good things happen.
Well, thank you. I needed to hear that.
So. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
All right, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee Channing is here, intuitive analyst, answering your questions.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, 4 years after her suspicious death, the family of Justin Swartz Abshire has filed a $5 million wrongful death suit, naming her husband and as many as 9 others. Will we ever know what really happened? How and why did the old Arby's become a new Patriots Place restaurant? And get some post-filming thoughts and notes about the recent Virginia Film Festival. The Hook, just delicious. And support today also coming from RelayFoods.com, serving Charlottesville and Richmond. RelayFoods.com is the place to go for locally grown food and groceries from your favorite local stores and restaurants. You can order until midnight, and it'll be ready by 3 p.m. the next day. RelayFoods.com lets you save time, beat traffic, and get the food you need from sources you know and trust. That's RelayFoods.com. And in just about 20 minutes, Drew Thompson will be here for Les Temps Perdue, the best 80s and 90s alternative. He'll have Dead Kennedys, Men at Work, and REM, brought to you in part by Orzo and the Visualite. Requests always welcome on Les Temps Perdue. All right, back with Lee Channing. And with Summer here in Charlottesville. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
Question for Lee.
About a year and a half ago, my boyfriend and I had twin boys, and one of them didn't make it. They were identical. I'm a little concerned that going through life, you know, my son's going to feel a big absence, and I don't really know how to what to tell him or how to help him.
Oh, that's an amazing.
You know, feel more complete as a person.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's wonderful that you are.
I'm wondering if you had any advice.
Sure, so concerned. Well, it's a complicated situation, obviously, and we could spend a long time talking about it. But I think that when there are no accidents, I mean, when things happen, it's the way it's supposed to be. I think we make great plans between lives. We share. We make plans of how we're going to do what. We're doing all different kinds of things. And so the plan for that spirit was only to go for part of the time, part of the pregnancy, part of the birth process, whatever it was. And that's hard to explain to a child. So I think the most important thing you can do, particularly in the first 5 or 6 years, is for you to be as understanding of the process and forgiving of the universe that it happened, those kinds of things. I think it's very important for you to be comfortable with it first. That way you can be very supportive to him as well. I don't believe it's going to be a major problem. I certainly don't sense that in his energy. So I think that if you, you know, make your peace with it as much as possible, you can pass that on. So I would really do some quiet time for yourself, some visualization. I think you have. I think you're actually doing well. But just continue to do that, because I don't really believe that it's something that's stuck in his energy. I think it's going to work out okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That was very personal to share.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right. Phone lines are open for Lee Channing, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, both available here 11:46 on Sunday morning wake-up call. Intuitive analyst Lee Channing. Lee, we talked earlier about colors. People always talk about how winter can be a depressing time.
Right.
What do you do?
You know, I think we when I talk about this, it seems like every particularly winter, it's the most from fall to winter is one of the most dramatic changes we have to go through energetically. So I think what you need to do is avoid waiting until you're feeling sad or down or tired. Keep your energy up early. The light is going to be shorter. You may want to, if you really get some seasonal disorder, you may want to think about having more light in your environment, wearing lighter clothes. Don't pull out all the old dark clothes for the winter. Maybe do some things to keep your energy light and bring light things into your life, and that can really make a difference. I mean, that's a very simple thing, but it can work.
All right. We have another caller. We have Paige from here in Charlottesville. Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Good morning. Your question.
I have a question about animal communication.
Okay.
We have a cat which always was in the house. You know, he was indoor, outdoor, but he all of a sudden, it's been a month ago now, started coming home with a horrible odor about him. And it's not a skunk. It smells more like sewage. We can't figure out where he's getting this. And, of course, he can't come in the house now with that. I mean, you wash him off, and he goes out, and it comes back again. I'm wondering if Lee has any. This cat, it was a stray. It came here about 6 years ago, I guess. So he's been indoor, outdoor since then, and he's been just fine until this last several months.
Hmm.
Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, when
you
I see
think
him,
about it, and he's a striped cat.
Yeah, I see him walking in something that looks like a bog. You know, I would guess some sort of septic tank runoff or something, but it just looks like it's not deep, but it's muddy and black. It's not brown like mud, but, you know, there's this black stuff. And of course, animals kind of enjoy a lot of that. My dog will roll in the deer poop if she can find it, or probably any other kind of poop she can find it. So it doesn't bother them like it does us. The problem is, I think if this continues, you know, I think he's feeling left out and lonely with not being able to come in the house. But you've got to figure out some ways. It's difficult to get that kind of odor off. So I understand that it's important. You communicate with him pretty well, actually. You communicate with a cat. So show him as he walks through this black dirt, this black wet area, that it makes him smell bad. And when it smells bad, you don't want him in the house. See if you can actually give him a mental picture, you know, telepathically send him a picture that that's not a good thing to do. And check him every day for a couple of weeks and see if you can continue to do that. Just wipe him down with a dry cloth so that he gets a better picture of that's not acceptable. It's going to be difficult because that's what animals will do. It's very natural for him. It's instinctual. So, you know, and he certainly wants to please you as well, but he's certainly not aware. He's not getting the picture. He hasn't put it together. So maybe by wiping him off, physically doing something and saying, you know, that doesn't smell good. That's not appropriate. You need to stay outside and show him that's not a good thing. That's pretty much all you can do right now, because once an animal finds a place that they like to go, that smells like, they will continue to go back. Now, if you can take a walk, try to follow him, walk around. It could be something that needs to be repaired. It could be a neighbor's septic field. It could be something that's coming out of a drain somewhere. So, I mean, it might be worth it to try to follow it and see if you can find where it's coming from as well. I wish I could be more help, because it's a complicated situation. So,
all right, Paige.
That gives me some ideas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, 11:50 here in the wake-up call. 10 minutes left if you'd like to ask Lee Channing a question, intuitive analyst here on the wake-up call today. 979-0919 is ringing up now. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, we're talking about colors to help through winter, but it's also holiday time.
Right.
How do you – there's many people who have, whether it's one person or 44 people in the family, how do you keep positive energy? For many people, that's difficult when you see so many people and have so many things to do during this time period.
Right. Well, it becomes energetically overwhelming. So what you have to do is take full responsibility for yourself first. How do you feel right now? Wear clothes that are comfortable for you. Make sure you know where your boundaries are. Some people don't have any idea what that means. And it's how safe do you feel being in a room full of people? Even people that you love can drain your energy. You have to make sure you're taking full responsibility for how you feel. So before you leave home in the morning, put a light of protection around yourself, so that you know when you go into this group of people at this holiday party that you won't be completely open and at the mercy of their emotions. You don't want to be an emotional sponge. So make sure you say before you go, literally tell yourself, I'm going to go in, I'm going to have a good time, and I'm not going to be an emotional sponge.
All right. Let me thank Sugar Snap for supporting us today. Sugar Snap offers gently used baby and kids items, including outerwear, shoes, crib bedding, as well as maternity clothes. Also at Sugar Snap, cloth diapers and diaper bags and some locally made items. There's a kid-friendly play area available while you shop, and you can become a fan of Sugar Snap on Facebook. More info at sugarsnapconsignment.com, and you can find them at the Shoppers World near Whole Foods in Charlottesville. All right, we have a Henry from Nelson County. Hi, Henry.
Hey, Rick. And hi, Lee.
Hi, Henry. How are
you?
Oh, just fine. Wonderful to hear your voices this morning.
Thank you.
Lee, I wanted to ask you what I need to focus on these days and what changes I might need to make things go a bit smoother.
Okay. Well, one thing that you don't want to make a lot of changes right now with you, because you want to move. I want to see your energy move somewhat slowly. Methodically is probably better than slowly. So that you keep your physical health up. You've got to make sure not to overdo your body. You want to make sure that you take, you know, good care of your physical body first, your spiritual body second. You know, then you can work on your intellectual and your emotional well-being. But I think you're doing better than you expect. I think sometimes you're a little hard on yourself. So I would think just to keep things smoothly running in your life is the best you can do right now. And it's enough. It's the right thing for your spiritual growth as well, because your spirituality has been on, I want to say autopilot, for lack of a better word. You just absorb your environment. You absorb a lot of good energy. And you end up just finding yourself in the right spiritual place to learn your next lesson, to see what's going on in your life. So I think for you, literally more of the same. Keep your focus on staying healthy physically, and pay attention to the quiet times that you have, that spiritual growth, because you sometimes underestimate yourself. You're doing a really good job.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right, Henry. Have a great day, man.
Bye.
All right, 11:54 in the wake-up call with Lee Channing in the room. Please take advantage of this time, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Once again, Lee, you have a website.
I do. It's spiritsevolving.com.
And so people can come visit you, right? I mean, your office is actually not too far away from the WNRN studio, but it's right here in Charlottesville.
Right. And also, if somebody wants to come to the website, I do one free question, you know, just like I do on the radio. If they want to go to the website, there's a little questionnaire you can fill out, and I will respond usually within a couple of days, you know, to all the questions that I get. So,
all right. I sent Kristen off to do something, so we'll take this call. Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What's the name and where are you from?
I'm John, and I'm from Charlottesville.
All right, John, your question for Lee Channing.
I'm sort of weighing how to make a business decision, and I'm torn between, you know, it being possibly, especially down the road, paying off in a big way, or at least in a better way. But then again, where I am now, I'm haunted by if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm in a good place, but I have, it seems like right about now it would be an opportunity to go to a better place. And I was curious if Lee had any ideas on what I should do.
Right. John, I think as soon as you said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I thought, you know, that's the correct response to whatever you are working with right now. Because I think that you have a lot of good ideas for the future, but in your particular energy picture right now, it's much more about the power of the present moment. It's about being in the moment, working within the moment, working within the structure that is around you, both professionally and personally, you know, not just in one aspect. But I think you would be better to work with what you already have in place and wait not a long time, 6 months, 9 months to reevaluate before you make a decision about going way into the future. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're
welcome. All right, John. Good questions. Thank you. 11:57 on the wake-up call. Just time for maybe one question, or at least one question, maybe two. Dial up. Take advantage of it. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. If you're listening on the Richmond 103 or the Lexington 95.3. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS-FM Sweetbriar Amherst-Lynchburg. Lee, I can't remember what caller it was. I think maybe it was Henry. But tell me a little bit about routines. I think someone asked the question about changing things. I think it was Henry, and you said don't change too much.
Right.
Does that apply to everyone? What makes a good or a bad routine, and how do you change a routine if you need to?
Right. Well, routines can be very powerful steps for growth, and they can be very dangerous to your energy, because if you get too stuck, you won't step forward. You need to make sure that in your daily quote routines, that they fit you at the moment, that they're right for the day, and switch them around. I mean, routine is good to a point, but sometimes maybe shower first, brush your teeth second. I mean, do something to break the routine up, because that energizes you and keeps you sort of on your energetic toes, which is important. So.
All right. Looks like we have one last question.
Okay.
We have Tanya. Tanya, question for Lee Channing.
Yeah, I'm from Lynchburg. I actually just moved here from Las Vegas, and I just started school. And I guess my question would be, I'm 31. I'm starting school again, doing it all over again. And I'm having a really hard time figuring out exactly what my purpose is and what my what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay.
You know, my first time around, I went to school for music and theater, and that didn't work out. I got very sick, and I never really got to pursue the dreams that I wanted to. But now I'm going to school for nursing, and possibly pediatric nursing, because I've been working with kids all these years. So
okay, that's a good idea.
I'm not too sure.
My
all
cousin,
right, you got about 40 seconds.
Okay, my cousin in Atlanta just got her nurse clinician and degree in pediatric nursing. That would be wonderful for you. You are very good with children. You're very good with compassion. You have a lot of compassion. So I would suggest that you go into the nursing field and do it very seriously. So.
Great. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
I appreciate that. It's very encouraging. Okay.
Rick, I wanted Ava to say happy holidays to everybody since we won't be here till after Christmas, if that's okay.
Right. So. Happy holidays.
That's my beautiful granddaughter who was here as a battery today.
There
so.
You go. And she helped Lazarus stay in his space.
She did. She loves Lazarus.
Next up, Les Thames Perdue. Next week, we'll be doing a show on for parenting and how to keep your kids from being over texting, et cetera. And thank you, Lee Channing, for coming in.
Thank you, Rick, very much. It's always wonderful.
And a big shout-out to Liz, who's lost her dog. I hope the dog comes back.
I'll
I be
do
thinking
too.
About that. That's a tough situation.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you,
Rick. Everyone.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.